Brooklyn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going to the line, Slammer of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling, Slammer. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, Matt. You hit that one right on the head, the issue with Foxconn. And real quick, I want your response on this. Was it not eminent domain that they used to steal 250 residences to build that Foxconn? And could they not reverse eminent domain and take possession of that building in a lawsuit?
Right. Excellent question. The answer is yes. Here's the way they got it. I talked to a number of those homeowners. And these were people who'd saved up and they had nice houses and they liked the school district for their kids. They liked the area. And a guy knocks on his door and says, I'm taking your house. Here's what I'll offer you, which is basically assessed value. And they go, no, I don't want to sell. And he'd say, too bad. So sad. You got to sell. And here's what's happened. This is an initiative of the Republican Party. And listen to this real good, everybody out there. Under the law, eminent domain is something a governmental entity can do. The state, the county sometimes, if they want to build, say, a road. They want to build a road, and if nobody lets them through their property, we'd have no roads. So they have a right to negotiate, and then if they can't agree on it, they just take it and pay some fair value for it. But private companies shouldn't be able to do that. You know, I mean, something like Johnson Controls shouldn't be able to come in and say, I want your house. They can't do that. They're private, and Johnson Controls doesn't do that. It's a good company. Well, this Chinese company went to Walker and they said, we're going to need a lot of land down there to make these large screen TVs, which was a scam, and they never did. And Walker, you know, ponied up a lot of money, said he was going to pay a lot of money. So he said to Walker, why don't you use eminent domain to take it and then give it to us? I'm not kidding. And so what happened was Mount Pleasant created something like development district. They had a different name for it. And the development district is an arm of municipal entity, obviously. So the development district goes and says, we want to do economic development, and so we need your land. And some lawyers, pretty good people, and these homeowners said, well, now wait a minute. It has to be for a public purpose. Public purpose is like a road, but not just to turn it right over to some private company. So that's gone up through the courts. It originally happened out in the East, somewhere, New Jersey, Connecticut. And a Republican majority in the Supreme Court said that businesses can take your private property, big businesses, if they convince a local municipality to say it's a development district. Give me a break. Give me a break. Guy wants to build a shopping center. So he goes, I think I'll take your neighborhood. I don't think so. But the answer is, yeah. The answer is, under the Republican theory, you can. That's what happened. So Slammer's question is, can we reverse eminent domain? And I think the answer is this, that right now, Foxconn was given title to it. Now, when you sell your house, or somehow somebody gets title to your house through inheritance or otherwise, they own it. So right now, I'm assuming, because that's the way it was set up, Foxconn has title to this property. Now, there can be contingencies in an economic development plan. There can be contingencies in the contract from the state. If Walker had a brain in his head, he would have baked something in that said, you have to do X by 2 years from now or 3 years. You have to hire somebody. I don't know that he did. I think he took a dive. If Foxconn has title, in other words, they have a deed to this property, the only way you can undo a deed is to show fraud, is to show some irregularity. And yeah, you could do that through litigation, Slammer, but that's a very long-term clumsy way to do it. The best way to do it is to sue them for breach of contract. A contract. We said, all right, we're going to pony up all this stuff. Mount Pleasant and Racine is on the hook for almost $1 billion. You ever been to Mount Pleasant? You ever been to Racine County? I have, and I like them a lot, and I like the people there. Mount Pleasant's leadership is all Republican. They got taken to the cleaners. And I don't know what Racine thought they were doing. But in any event, these people can't repay $1 billion. Go to Racine, go to Mount Pleasant, look around, think, do you think that their tax base is so large that it can throw off a billion dollars I'm not talking about the size of the tax base. I'm talking about coin of the realm, cold hard cash. And no, the answer is no. Anybody can see that. So what happens? The state has to pick up most of the tab. Who's the state? You. You with your two ears listening to this broadcast are picking it up. Okay? That's all because of Walker. That's all because of Republicans. So can we reverse it? Well, if you sue them for breach of contract, which is I've been advocating for 4 years, and you get a, sometimes those settle, but you know, you get a verdict, they have to pay back all of the money that they got, and they've got to pay back all of the money, and they haven't gotten any money yet, as far as I know, for employing anybody, because they don't really come close to employing anybody, as they said, but they caused a lot of people to pay money. They should make that good. They'll say, well, at least you got some roads out of it. And you say, yeah, the Superior didn't get any roads out of it. Madison didn't. Milwaukee didn't. Green Bay didn't. Merrill didn't. Monroe didn't. Hayward didn't. Wisconsin Rapids didn't. Hurley didn't. Okay. It all got concentrated in Racine. That was wrong. And so then you can say as part of it, okay, we want the land back. That's an easy thing for them to do. And then you, the state, in my view, should immediately give that land back to the homeowners. Okay, going back to the lines, Dick Madison, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick?
Couple things. Merrick Garland's decision on the Trump rape case, I heard it described this morning, Matt, by one of his talking heads as a misstep. Well, in my opinion, he can be glad he's not an iron worker, because that was a heck of a misstep, in my opinion. And then the other one is this phony report about how the park was cleared last June. We're supposed to believe now that that wasn't done for Trump, according to this report. I don't buy any of it.
No, I'm with you. Let me start with the second one first. Report came back from a so-called watchdog, okay? He's a watch poocher. You know, there are a lot of watchdogs. I mean, guy says he's a watchdog. How hard does he watch? Does he have two eyes? I mean, so this watchdog goes, well, they cleared Lafayette Park for different reasons in helping Trump. He just happened to stroll along with a lot of his cabinet and with the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff in camouflage, Miley, who afterwards regretted and said he wished he hadn't done it. And the police go in and they beat people. They punch them in the face. And they don't give them advance warning to get out. And when they give some sort of thing over a bullhorn, not everybody can hear it. So some guy's peacefully protesting. Guy comes up and punches him in the face. Punches him in the face. Tear gasses him. Hits him with a billy club. Roughed up a reporter. And then Trump magically walks through. Yeah, look, we didn't fall off the turnip truck on the way into town, okay? I don't care. Who is this watchdog? Let's say ARF. Let's hear him bark. I do not think he's much of a watchdog. The point of the matter is, you think that Trump didn't know that was going to happen? You think he didn't know that that was going to happen? And he suddenly had a Bible? You think the guy's ever had a Bible in his life? I think somebody said he held it upside down. I do not know that. I do not know if he held it upside down. Luke is nodding. Luke says he thinks he held it upside down. Okay, he held it upside down. I don't care how he holds it. What's he holding it for? What's he doing? What's he doing walking out there? I do not believe this watchdog. I would say, watchdog, ARF. Let's hear you bark. Okay. Watchdog, let's see your teeth. And also, watchdog, why did Trump magically know about it right at the time to walk through it? Okay. You're talking to us, guy. You're talking to us. Okay. Going to a break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.